Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 4:24 through chapter 5, verse 29, where we broke out the Bow Chicka Wow Wow soundtrack, because there's a whole lot of begatting going on.
Hello, and welcome back to The Atheist,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. And Connie, that was a great recap. I mean, there was a whole lot of begatting going on.
not safe for work.
Not safe for work. And they give this Bible to children. I'm just saying. They try to get, it's like, and see, this is a nice little Bible. And it's like, yeah, there's a lot of horrible stuff in here. We haven't even really covered too much horrible stuff so far. I mean, other than the murder, you know. But, hey, you know, it's no different than daytime TV at this point, so.
God kicking his own kids out of the house.
Yeah, very biblical, you know. It's mm-hmm. It's very biblical. Like, you know, when there's kids, like, they come out as atheists and they say the parents kick them out, whatever.
You're not my father.
You're not my father. Sorry, we're kind of getting off topic. You didn't come here to talk, hear us to bitch and moan. You heard us to come and talk about the Bible. And we were really close to finishing, but we were up against the wall time-wise. I know one of our episodes, one of the shows ran a little long, so I apologize for that. But we're trying to keep these closer to 30 minutes, so we didn't get to it. That's okay. We'll try to get through these as quick as possible, but quick enough. We left off at Genesis 5:30. I'll start it off. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah. He's fucking Noah. He's fucking Noah. That's what it says here. Lamech lived after he begat Noah. It was like, oh.
No, it means that he gave birth to
Noah. Oh, he begat. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Oh, it's a little creepy. He fathered.
Oh, okay. Why did they just say he fathered? You know, he. But the. The book is so confusing. You know, never mind. I was going to go off on a tangent, but never mind. After he begat Noah. See, that's all the begattings led up to, is begatting Noah. That was all the. I think that's the whole reason why we have all this begatting. So-and-so begat, so-and-so begat, so-and-so begat, just so they could lead up to Noah. So they know where Noah came from.
Yeah.
It's completely ridiculous. Because Noah's important to their whole story, which is probably not going to last even that long anyway. Begat Noah 590 and 5 years. Why don't you just say 595 years?
Because it's more poetic.
It's supposed to be poetry, but to some degree, I guess, whatever. And begat sons and daughters.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yay.
So Noah was not the only child.
No, he was not an only child. You know, I never really thought about that. He was never an only child. What happened? Does that? Well, I'm going to get ahead of myself.
Wait.
Here. I'm going to get.
That brings up a really big question about the whole story about what Noah does.
Right. Yeah.
You know, cold-hearted son of a bitch.
Well. Not everybody gets along with their brothers and sisters, I suppose, but I mean, you know.
I guess. 531. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died.
Oh, he died. Did anybody bring, did they have a little nosh, you know, after the funeral? It doesn't say.
No, we had funeral potatoes, which that has to be one of the more disgusting church supper dishes I've ever heard of. it's not terrible, I guess. It's just potatoes and a bunch of fattening stuff, but
yeah.
Funeral potatoes.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong. Well, I like a good potato as long as, you know, it's you bake it, you'll put a little butter in there, salt and pepper. Mm, it's not too
Apologists
bad.
Like to point out that his age, that number 7 is supposed to be like a number of perfection.
Yeah.
You know, God did things in sevens, and so Lamech is Lamech.
Yeah, they do have this thing about numbers with the number 7. 7 is some kind of perfect number or whatever. And like I mentioned that several show episode, not episodes, but several things, previous iterations earlier when they were mm-hmm. they think the seven is some kind of magic number. I have no idea why. Maybe the Bible will tell us why. No, it hasn't yet. So obviously, it's keeping it a secret.
That's right. That's why we need apologists.
Yeah, that's why. It's to explain it to us. You know, I said this before, and well, not here, but I've said it before. If you need somebody to explain it to you, then your chance of going to heaven is zero.
Yes.
532, and Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That's mm-hmm. Isn't that an aphid? I'm just saying.
Shem, Ham. It always sounds like the Three Stooges.
It does sound like the Three Stooges. Woo! Wise guy. Yeah. Woo! Woo! I figured, you know, Shem and Japheth were always giving Ham problems and while he was growing up. Hey, you're the part of the pig that everybody eats. You're a ham. Ha.
Well, that's right. We don't have the dietary restriction yet.
No, we do not have the dietary restriction yet. The pigs are still on the table.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah. There's no mention of that they can eat pork at this time. So, yeah, he's like, hey, Ham. Oh, wasn't talking to you, Ham. I'm just talking to the food on the table. Maybe we'll stick an apple in your mouth next week.
He was the cut up at every party, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Growing up, I always laughed at my own jokes because nobody else did.
You too? Oh,
yes.
I have a tendency to do that on the other show a lot. It's like.
Oh, and that is the end of chapter 5 of Genesis.
Yes. Now we're moving on to chapter 6 of Genesis.
Yes. 6:1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them.
So men came out of nowhere. They just began to multiply. Boom, 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 boom. It was like little bombs of men just exploding everywhere. Poof! Oh gosh, where the hell did you come from? I don't know. I just was just standing around one day, and I just appeared. I have no idea where I came from.
But we do have mention of women being born here.
Yeah, women are being born, but men just seem to multiply. I mean,
Where are they coming from?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Yeah. 6:2. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. Well, isn't that just dandy? They get to choose their own wives. When I got married, I chose my wife, and she chose me. So they chose each other. But in this day and age that the Bible's in, I don't think the women had a choice. It's like, yeah, I like the way you look in that satchel. I'll take that one.
Yeah, but they took them.
Yeah. They like buying, going to the car salesman. It's like, yeah, let's see. I'll take that one. No, I don't like the tires on that one. That one's got too big of a butt. Yeah.
We might make mention that the sons of God are, there's not a really good answer to it, but a lot of people think that they are angels.
Mm-hmm.
And came down and had sex with women. But Christian identity adherents say the sons of God were at Adamic white men who were seduced by pre-Adamic non-white women. Race mixing. I'm going to stay away from that. Generally, you're more Baptist, more super fundamentalist kind of religions. They think that these are the angels. And this is where...
Going back to the angels for a second, do angels get to have sex? I'm just wondering. I mean, maybe...
Evidently.
Maybe... Well, this is later in the book. Maybe Jesus was not really the son of God. Maybe he was a son of some angel. You know, Zach the angel was like, he's out on a tear. He's been drinking a little bit too much. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go tell this random woman. Yeah, God's coming for you.
And maybe the Holy Spirit wasn't so much a part of God as it was an angel.
Yeah, maybe it was an angel that was just, you know, just been out drinking and it was looking for a good time. You know.
Yeah.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Well, this is, and this, the race that came out of this these unions of the angels and the women produced giants.
Yeah, that's what they say.
The Nephilim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's how it works.
Yeah, it's just so weird.
I'm sorry. They split the women open when they're having them too. I bet. Uh-huh. That's like, oh God. All right. Okay. So we have angels and giants.
Angels and giants.
Totally believable. I don't know about you, but I'd buy it.
Yeah. let's see. 6-3. Is that yours? I just did 6-2.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
6-3. And the Lord God, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
So now he's come in and said, all this 500, 900, 700, whatever years, you know what? That ain't happening anymore. You guys just been living way too long.
God,
I'm gonna cut you guys down to like 120 years, and then fuck you. Yeah. Then you're done. I'm turning down your limiters on your bodies, so this way you don't live quite as long now. So,
yeah, lovely. Yeah, but and we're such a pain. We're such pains. Evidently, we're really whiny or something.
Oh God, I got a boo boo on my foot, and I'm like 900. I'm like 700 years old. 900 years old. Whatever. I lost track about 400 years ago or so. So can you fix my boo boo? You know, just saying.
Yeah. You almost think that God's regretting making men.
Yeah, it's beginning to sound like it. I wonder what he's going to do next.
God. Tell us, God, tell us.
There was a notation here. It says, the Lord said my spirit, you know, what you just read there. Apparently, at verse 6-3, he said, God's now shortened the lifespan to 120 years because humans are flesh, and he was tired of fighting with them. God is tired of fighting. Oh, all these people are fighting with me all the time. I'm like omnipotent. I'm like, I just can't put up with you people anymore.
Well, that's why you quit Facebook.
Yeah.
Just block everybody. Just
fucking
go away.
Block you. Block, 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 block.
An entire universe or extra universe, wherever it is you live, God. And you don't have to stay here.
No, he's got a whole universe to go through. You know, he's like, he's been taking a powder for the last, I don't know, over a couple thousand years already because of all the begatting before. But now he's like, oh my God, now I got to turn these limiters down because you guys are just getting to be so annoying.
So you're going to die faster.
So I'm going to make you die faster. Take that. 6-4. There were giants in the earth. Again, in the earth. Not on the earth. In the earth. So they're walking around through the dirt, you know, like Tremors, the movie. Sorry. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men. He came into the daughters. Kinky. And they bare children to them. The same became mighty men of, or which were of old men of renown. Which absolutely means nothing.
I've got a very short confession. Back in the day, I used to think that this explained our other cultures' mythologies about half god, half man, like, you know, Achilles and things like that.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually thought, that's what they're referencing right here.
Maybe that. Maybe it was. Maybe this was a way to drag in the people who would used to believe in the of Thor and Zeus and all those other people. It was like,
yeah. Well, actually, that is more to the point. What the translators of the Bible or the original authors of the Bible, they were trying to compete with other religions in the day, and so they have these fantastic creatures. And I think writing it this way made the Bible more sellable to, you know, probably the Norse people or pagans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you guys got your pagan gods, but you should read about the ones and the giants in this one. Oh, just so awesome. Just so awesome. We got me like these giants are having sex with these little tiny women, which would be completely impossible because when they put it on there and they just rip them in pieces. You know, they're like, blah! So I don't know how they reproduce. I'm just saying. And the men just complete, and the women, the giant women, the men just go in there, they try to go for it, they disappear. They're never to be seen again. I'm just saying.
There's no version of that in this book.
No, no.
Evidently, all of the giants were male.
Yeah, that's true. All the giants were male. I mean, where were the women giants? Did they just like give birth to a little baby and then all of a sudden, just expando baby?
Well, we can certainly hope so.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit, you know, there'd be a lot of exploded women like laying around otherwise. Blah.
My last three children were 9-1, 9-2, and 9-3, and that's a lot of baby.
That's a lot of baby.
So I go, yeah. 6-5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Aww.
Oh,
that
man.
Means all that fucking for no good reason. I mean, everybody was just evil. Everybody, even the little babies that just popped out of their mama, they were evil too. They were having evil thoughts already.
Evil Hitler mustaches, little Hannibal Lecters. Have you ever been to the Halloween store? You know, they have all those zombie babies now.
The zombie babies. Oh yeah, they're running around everywhere. It's like, yeah, they didn't have any. None of them were nice. All of them were. You know, I did this one job where I had to deal with kids at one time for a number of years ago. And, the only thing they were missing was a hatchet. I'm just saying.
kids, uncensored, totally uncensored adults.
Little notation here. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were the only of evil continuously. God decides to kill all the living things because the human imagination is evil, and that's later in 8:21. And then after he kills everything, he promises never to do it again because the human imagination is evil. The mind of God is a frightening thing. So people, just because they think thoughts doesn't make them evil. I mean, I want to go... I almost went into something recent here, and I better stop.
Well, I just gonna point out that in Genesis, in the first, which chapter was it? Let's make man in our image.
Right.
So part of the reason that we have imagination is because evidently didn't he make that? He had to imagine all this shit to create it. Of course, I'm sure that apologists would say, well, imagination and these thoughts come from the fallen, from the fall, not from God himself. So,
well, they didn't come right upon their own. I mean, they had to come from somewhere. I mean, you know.
From that damn tree.
That damn tree.
The garden.
He should have made it a bog. He should have made it an icky, smelly bog.
He should have made it broccoli.
Oh, fuck, it was broccoli. I would have never eaten it. I would have never eaten it. You want a piece of the fruit, the broccoli of knowledge? No. Fuck off.
That's probably the problem. God made the tree of life. It was like vegetable.
Or if he'd made it a pineapple, it would have been impossible to eat.
Exactly.
Try to bite this. I can't. It's impossible. I can't bite into this. Just throw it away. It's no good.
Yep.
6:6 And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Oh.
Aww.
He okay, so he's repenting. Who is he repenting to? I'm wondering, who is he repenting to? Doesn't everybody say you got to repent to God? Who does God repent to? God's God? Who's he repenting to? To himself? Oh, dear me. I made a big mistake. This is an admission that he made a mistake.
Those were the droids I was looking for.
Those were...
Yeah. This is God waking up in the morning, the big hangover. He's looking in the mirror. He's going, oh, shit.
What did I do?
What did I do?
Oh, too many. Oh, man. So many nights at the frat party. Oh, it's been 1,000 years and I still got a fucking hangover.
He looks in the mirror and Lucifer's laying there in bed. Yeah. Well, you said you wanted it. You know, God. Oh, that was probably pretty offside. and see, we find out that God has a heart.
He has a heart. I wonder.
It's small and black and shriveled, but it's a heart.
Yeah. even what's his face? The
Grinch.
What is it? On that one Christmas TV show, the one
Grinch.
The Grinch. Yeah. Even the Grinch has a better heart than he does. I'm just saying.
Oh, shoot.
The Grinch never killed anybody. I mean, not in, you know, any...
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of, or, well, some fanfic, you know, but, you know.
His dog just about got run over several times.
Yeah, yeah, well. But he never killed him.
No, that's true. 6:7 And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.
Okay, so he wants to destroy. Well, then the women should be fine. It's just man. All the men have to die. That leads women to flourish and become lesbians. Lesbians everywhere. I want to go there. I'm just saying. If there's just all the, well, then I'd be killed too. Damn, fuck. There's a problem, hole in my plan.
I will destroy. Now I'm thinking about all of those cartoons where they weren't allowed to say the word kill.
Right.
So I will destroy you.
I shall destroy him.
Now, what the hell is his problem that he feels like he has to destroy the beasts and, you know, the bugs, everything.
Yeah, they were all pissing him off, too, because the mosquito came up to him when he just last, he wasn't looking, and it bit him right in the butt. That's what it was. It's like, fuck you, everything that flies now is in my ass. So.
It makes no sense to me. That's something that doesn't make sense to me, that in Genesis, when the curse is put on man, it's also put on everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I never understood. The beasts and the animals, they didn't do anything wrong. They're just like, yeah, I'm a cow. What did I do? I'm just sitting here getting milk and, you know, being a cow. You know, I can barely think or move, or, you know, I can just, that's all you do is just, but, you know, apparently I did something wrong. Maybe I, when God was sleeping off his hooch, you know, and that pissed them off. Two damn fucking cows, you're gone too.
I liked those cattle one time, but not now. I'm done.
Six, 6:8 But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Whoa. There's all these wait a minute. Hey, I got you. I caught that. Hey, this guy caught my eye. A little kinky there, you know, I'm just saying. God's supposed to be a guy, so there's some kind of bromance going on here. I'm just saying, I'm smelling bromance. Brokeback Mountain, yeah, come on, yeah.
I don't know. God likes that hairy leg thing, I guess. Obviously, he doesn't think that much about women.
No, apparently not. He's only thinking about guys. I'm just saying. I'm beginning to question God's sexuality here. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, going back to Genesis, he wasn't making a woman at first for Adam. You know, I think that his intentions for Adam were entirely something else. So
it could be. Yeah. It could have also been God. Cause some people say God is a woman. I'm just saying. Maybe that's why they made man first, because you're like, oh, I got to put it. Oh, you know what? I don't want to make one that looks like me. Yay, I got an idea. I put a little on there. Whoa, I like that.
So it was more like cat fight.
That would explain why he let Eve fool Adam. Just saying, a little cat fight thing going on there.
Yeah. And anybody listening, you can do it in the chat, you know, like, yeah. And that explains why all the mood swings, because God has PMS. You misogynistic creeps, yo. No. See, I can joke about that, but you guys can't. So
that's right.
I'll let you know that right now. Okay, so Noah's found grace.
Yes, he found grace.
He's renaming Noah Grace. 6:9. Oh, God, what? Okay, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God.
Oh, he was a just man.
He wasn't just a man. He was perfect.
Perfect man.
In his generations, what the hell does that mean?
I have no idea. There's a notation here. It says he doesn't seem to be so just and perfect when he got drunk and was naked in front of his sons. That's later in 9:20 and 21.
Well, maybe he was getting drunk with God.
Yeah, they're all hanging out the bar, you know. Hey, I like you, man. No, I like you. You're such a nice guy. No, you're going. I'll pick up the bar. No, I've been picking up. You picked it up last time.
Noah's getting phone calls at 1 a.m. It's got, hey, I love you, man. I love you, man. No, really, I love you. I love you. Like Wayne's World. No, I love you.
No, I love you, man.
So God's not totally, I guess God's not totally a jerk. You know, he does like this one guy. He's
just one guy. Man. Not the rest of you fuck off, but this one guy, this is my main man. I like this guy. Fuck you all. I'm giving you all the fucking middle finger. Fuck you all. You're worthless to me. I fucking regret the fucking day you were all born, which is my fault because I fucking made every one of you fuckers. So you blame fucking me for all everything you fucking did.
God, the more I drink, the better you look, Noah. You look so great. I put my beer goggles on. And beer goggles.
6:10, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Didn't we just read that one already? What is this?
Yeah.
This is Bible part duh.
I gotta say, this is Shem, Ham, and Japheth 2.0.
Yeah, apparently he had them twice. I wonder if he's gonna have them again.
I think he should let his wife do that personally.
I think it'd be a little easier. I mean, you don't want to squeeze anything that size out there. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Guys are not evolved for that.
6:11. The earth also was corrupt before God. So, okay, it wasn't just that there was evil. It was corrupt.
It was corrupt.
Okay. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
It was filled with violence. Okay, time to have everybody sit down and have a little talk. It was like, okay, everybody, hey. You don't go around. You see that thing where you took that knife and you stabbed that guy? Don't do that. Don't do that. You shouldn't be doing that. That's bad. That's bad.
Well, that's what you get when you have kids and you just turn them out. And you don't even teach them anything.
True. He says the whole earth was corrupt. So I guess the whole flooding thing that's coming later.
The globe itself.
The whole globe.
Are we talking about the actual, you know, the plants and the trees? Everything was corrupt.
Apparently, even the plants and trees were all corrupt. Ugh, those trees were violent. They're sitting there. I'm a tree, but I got hit with a branch. That tree is violent. All right. Well, I'm afraid we have to leave us here because we're at our 30-minute mark, quite literally at our 30-minute mark. So if you would like to get in contact with us, you have several different options. You can reach us on Twitter at twitter.com/ABANW podcast or over at Patreon if you would like to donate $1 or more or $1 million. I don't care. It's your money. If you want to give it to me or to the show anyway, I don't care. You can give me as much money as you want. I won't say no. I promise I won't say no. That's over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And if you would like to like us on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and who today is not on Facebook, that's facebook.com/ABANDNW. If you would like to visit our homepage, it's abandw.wordpress.com. And be sure to email us with any questions, comments, love, or hate mail, and send it to tatbanw, that's tatbanw@gmail.com. And also be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And if you would, please also remember to leave us a 5-star review, a 5 stars and a review on iTunes for us if you are following us on iTunes. That'd be great. I would really greatly appreciate it. Until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.